Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchis podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Global Coup d'État, The Fourth Industrial Revolution and the Great Reset by Jacob Nordengard, is a political and technological critique of contemporary global governance. Written by a Swedish researcher with a background in science and technology studies, the book examines the World Economic Forum, the Great Reset, the Fourth Industrial Revolution, Agenda 2030, pandemic-era policy shifts, and the institutional networks that Nordengard believes are reshaping society. Its genre sits between investigative nonfiction, ideological critique, and systems analysis, with a strong emphasis on documents, public initiatives, scenario exercises, and elite policy forums. The book does not present the Great Reset as a neutral modernization program. Instead, it argues that crises are being used to accelerate digital control, technocratic management, and new forms of centralized coordination. Its purpose is to connect technological change, financial influence, environmental policy, and emergency governance into one overarching interpretation of how global transformation is being planned and justified. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the Great Reset is treated as a governing framework rather than a temporary slogan. A central feature of the book is its treatment of the Great Reset as more than a public relations phrase associated with pandemic recovery. Nordengard presents it as a coordinating framework through which economic restructuring, climate policy, public health management, digital identity, and institutional reform can be linked. The argument is not simply that influential organizations discuss future policy, which is already public knowledge, but that their proposals tend to converge around managed transformation from above. This gives the book its title. The alleged coup is not described as a conventional military seizure of power, but as a gradual transfer of authority into transnational systems. Public-private partnerships, expert bodies, financial mechanisms, and digital platforms. The reasoning depends on reading official initiatives as parts of a cumulative pattern. Measures promoted as resilience, sustainability, inclusion, and preparedness are interpreted as instruments that may reduce democratic control if decision-making moves away from accountable local institutions. This makes the book distinctive among Great Reset critiques, because it focuses less on one event and more on the architecture of governance that can emerge when repeated crises. Normalize exceptional coordination. Secondly, the Fourth Industrial Revolution is presented as the technological basis for social management. Nordengard gives special attention to the Fourth Industrial Revolution because it supplies the technical infrastructure behind many political proposals discussed in the book. The concept includes artificial intelligence, automation, biometric systems, digital currencies, sensor networks, data analytics, and the Internet of Things. The book argues that these technologies do not merely increase convenience or productivity. They also create conditions in which behavior, transactions, movement, communication, energy use, and work can be monitored and directed through interconnected systems. Pandemic-era shifts such as remote work, online commerce, telemedicine, digital passes, and reduced face-to-face interaction are interpreted as accelerators of this transformation. The analysis is strongest when it shows how technological adoption can alter power relations without requiring a single dramatic legal change. If employment, banking, health credentials, shopping, and public services become dependent on integrated digital platforms, exclusion from those systems can become a powerful means of discipline. The book therefore frames technological modernization as politically consequential. Its concern is not technology in isolation, but the possibility that technical efficiency may become a justification for deeper surveillance, reduced autonomy, and automated governance. Thirdly, scenario planning and crisis simulations are used to argue that emergencies follow prepared pathways. The book places considerable weight on scenario planning, including well-known pandemic preparedness exercises, such as Event 2000 and broader future studies related to global transitions. Nordengard treats these exercises as important because they reveal how institutions imagine crisis, response, communication, public compliance, and governance before real emergencies occur. His interpretation is that scenarios can do more than forecast possible futures. They can shape expectations, establish policy templates, train networks of decision makers, and make specific responses appear inevitable when a crisis arrives. This is one of the book's more controversial areas, because the boundary between preparation and orchestration is difficult to prove. A balanced reading recognizes that governments and institutions routinely conduct simulations for legitimate preparedness. At the same time, the book raises a serious analytical question when the same actors who model crises also design the official solutions. How should the public evaluate accountability and consent? Nordengard connects scenario thinking to the concepts of great transitions and barbarization, suggesting that breakdown and disorder can be incorporated into planning models as catalysts for systemic change. The value of this topic lies in showing how future narratives can influence present policy choices. Fourthly, institutional networks and philanthropy are mapped as engines of policy convergence. A major part of the book is devoted to mapping organizations, foundations, policy forums, financial interests, academic institutions, and international initiatives that Nordengaard sees as shaping a global management agenda. This approach reflects his wider body of work, including his interest in the Rockefeller family, climate politics, philanthropy, and the historical development of technocratic ideas. The book argues that influence often operates through networks rather than through direct command. Foundations fund research, convene experts, support policy language, promote pilot programs, and help define what counts as responsible reform. International organizations and corporate forums can then circulate similar concepts across governments, universities, media, and business. The reasoning is sociological as much as political when powerful institutions share personnel, funding channels, terminology, and long-term goals. Public policy can begin to converge even without a formal world government. This focus differentiates the book from simpler conspiracy accounts, although readers may still question how strongly the evidence supports the conclusions. Its most concrete contribution is the insistence that governance should be studied through relationships among institutions, not only through elected offices or official treaties. Lastly, the book warns that emergency governance can weaken personal freedom and democratic accountability. The practical concern running through the book is the effect of permanent crisis management on individual liberty and democratic oversight. Nordengaard argues that climate emergency language, pandemic controls, economic disruption, security fears, and technological transformation can combine to produce a state of recurring exception. In such an environment, policies that would normally require extended public debate may be introduced as urgent necessities. The book is especially concerned with digital identification, platform dependence, surveillance infrastructure, programmable financial systems, and administrative rules that may condition access to work, travel, services, or social participation. Its broader implication is that freedom can be reduced through technical procedures rather than overt repression. A person may formally retain rights while practical life becomes increasingly dependent on compliance with interconnected systems. The book also has a limitation that readers should keep in mind. Its interpretive frame is highly suspicious of elite coordination, so it may understate genuine public health, environmental, or logistical reasons behind some policies. Its value is greatest when read critically, as a challenge to examine who benefits from crisis-driven governance and how safeguards against concentrated power can be maintained. In conclusion, The Global Coup d'État is best suited to readers interested in global governance, technocracy, digital surveillance, pandemic policy, climate politics, and the institutional background of the Great Reset debate. It will be especially useful for readers who want a critical framework for connecting policy forums, technological infrastructure, emergency management, philanthropy, and sustainability agendas. The practical benefit is not a set of personal instructions, but a sharper awareness of how political change can be embedded in technical systems, expert language, and crisis response. Intellectually, the book encourages readers to examine documents, networks, incentives, and long-term policy narratives rather than treating events as isolated controversies. What makes it stand out from similar books is its attempt to combine historical institutional research with analysis of the Fourth Industrial Revolution. Many critiques of the Great Reset focus mainly on slogans, pandemic restrictions, or the World Economic Forum. Nordengaard instead places those issues inside a wider account of scenario planning, public-private governance, digital infrastructure, and philanthropic influence. Readers should approach the book with a critical mind, because some conclusions are interpretive and contested. Even so, it offers a detailed example of how contemporary resistance to technocratic governance is being argued in research-driven political nonfiction. If you would like to support Jacob Nordengaard, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.